5, 4, 3.
Welcome, everyone, and good evening to our official meeting of the Elk Ridge Board of Education. Under an executive order signed by the governor, the Elk Ridge Board of Education has made the determination that this meeting is necessary to be held electronically to protect the public health, safety, and welfare in light of the pandemic. Therefore, the Elk Ridge Board of Education is meeting tonight, June 15th, electronically. The meeting will be available to the public on local channel 15 and will also be live streamed on YouTube. With that being said, I call tonight's meeting to order. Ms. Lammerhurt, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Phil Auer.
Here.
Ms. McClain.
Here.
Ms. Eagle. Ms. Eagle. I believe she's here.
Yeah, Angie, I don't think your volume's on or audio is on. Okay. Did we get everybody?
Okay, Mr. Stevens?
Here.
Ms. Webb?
Here.
Thank you. Let it show that all members of the board are present. Item first to approve is the agenda. Would entertain a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, please cast your vote on approval of the agenda. The agenda is approved unanimously. Next, we move to special reports and presentations. First item is good news. A lot of good things still going on in the Oak Ridge schools, even though we have not been in the buildings, and actually school would have been out officially by now. But we still have good things to report. Mr. Stevens, we'll start with you.
All right, I'm starting out with Robertsville Middle School. Brooke Kaziri, hopefully I said that correctly, eighth grade student at Robertsville, has been recognized as a promising young writer by the National Council of Teachers of English. Only 52 students in the nation, including two in Tennessee, earned the certificate of recognition. The Promising Young Writers Contest is designed to stimulate and recognize writing talents that and emphasize the importance of writing skills among eighth grade students. Brooke was nominated by teachers to represent her grade level at Robertsville and prepared a collection of best work that included a response to the Promising Young Writers prompt about one's relationship with nature. Student writings are judged holistically on content, purpose, audience, tone, word choice, organization, development, and style. Brooke was sponsored by her eighth grade ELA teacher, Julie Kinder McMillan. Well, congratulations to Brooke on an outstanding recognition.
Thank you, Ms. Eagle.
Okay,
Okay, can you hear me now?
Still, yes, better, but still somewhat soft.
Okay. From Jefferson Middle School, 8th grade students heading to Oak Ridge High School were honored for the JMS annual All A's for 4 years award. Those were Tatum Craven, Benjamin Dallas, Sarah Hudak, Sophia Hughes, Olivia Land, Amelia Marcus Brock, Olivia Paul, Brian Q, Laura Scott, Nora Younger, and Stephen Zukoff. 68 of our students in grades 5 through 8 are in perfect attendance for the 1920 school year. And Mr. Matt Reed, Jefferson ED Classroom Teaching Assistant, has worked to improve the landscaping around the JMS sign in front of the building, and that's good news from Jefferson.
Thank you. We can hear you great now. Next, I'm going to pass my good news over to Dr. Borchers. You may have or may not have, so this may be your first opportunity, a letter written by the superintendent on behalf of the school district, which I feel shares the direction of our district under the most recent conditions that we've been facing beyond the pandemic to deal with racial injustice. So I asked Dr. Borchers if he would share that tonight because I felt it to be very appropriate. So Dr. Borchers, I'll go to you.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And yes, this statement was sent out late last week. And given all of the difficulty that we've seen in our country, world rather, over the last several weeks, we felt that statement was appropriate. So if you haven't read that, I'll go ahead and read that now. As you know from our recent communications regarding the creation of our portrait of a graduate, we wish to assure our community we value, support, and are committed to realizing the hopes and dreams of every Oak Ridge student. We have a collective vision that every student will receive the highest quality education and graduate prepared for college, career, and life success. With your continued support, we will increase clarity regarding our community values to ensure our youngest citizens are successful both now and in the future. In addition to the academic and career skills we know our students need to be successful, we continue to develop students' interpersonal skills that are essential to working with and respecting all people. This includes effective communication and respectful collaboration and treating self and others with care. We recognize the critical importance of ensuring our students are self-aware, self-disciplined, and exhibit empathy. With these skills, students will be prepared to engage in community issues, resolve conflicts, exhibit cultural competency, and act with kinship and respect to fellow members of our community. So we felt that that was an appropriate statement. And through all of this work with the portrait of a graduate, I think one thing that has solidified for us is the academics career piece obviously are key to what we do in the Oak Ridge schools, but we also realize there are some social and emotional learning needs that our students have, and I'm very happy through this survey, through the work of people that have contributed, that need is very clear to all of us, and I look forward to seeing where we take this after the portrait becomes finalized.
Thank you, much appreciated. Ms. McClain.
Okay, I have some good news from Oak Ridge High School. In the Business Academy, students earned 116 Microsoft Office certifications this year. And had the year ended differently, this number most assuredly would have been even higher. Multiple students can now receive college credit at Pellissippi State and Rome State, depending on their combination of certifications. Also, those earning credit at Pellissippi can transfer that to UTK. Student Council presented the 2020 Student Council Scholarship to Molly Smith. Molly has had a positive impact on the Oak Ridge community and will continue to do so at ETSU this fall. President Bora and Vice President Leah Manning presented her with this scholarship on Friday, May 29th. Also, ninth grader Gus Morrell won honorable mention in the New York Times STEM Writing Contest. His article, How Microbes Decide Whether We Live or Die, was on the New York Times site.
Thank you. Ms. Webb.
More good news from Oak Ridge High School. Looks like master students with Terry Lloyd directing and Beth Adler producing went live with the radio show My Favorite Husband, because even during COVID times, the show must go on. On March 10th, Oak Ridge High School French students had the opportunity to test their abilities against other French students from across the United States. Students performed very well, both within the state of Tennessee and in the United States, with 2 gold medal winners, 6 bronze medal winners, and 8 honorable mentions. Oak Ridge High School student Andy P. was chosen to be the student speaker at the AVID conference this summer. The counseling office, in collaboration with the Wildcat Mentors, hosted 2 successful virtual spirit weeks. The goal was to interact with our students during the social distancing. That's some good news from Oak Ridge High School.
Thank you. And continuing with, this might be in the category of what we hope to be good news, I'm going to go back to the superintendent and ask him to address some of the hard work, many hours of planning that are still going into our opening of school for the new school year. So, Dr. Borchers, I'll go back to you for that.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, you know, we've been keeping the board up to date on as we did our phased instructional plan through the end of this year, and now we're into June, and people, I think, are starting to wonder, okay, what's going to happen? What's going on out there? And the news, we continue to hear things and to monitor that. But most recently, we this morning put out a survey about the reopening for the 2020-2021 school year. And the purpose of that was to request community input to plan for the safe reopening of the school year. And we surveyed families, we're surveying families, teachers, and administrators. We have received some guidance from the Tennessee Department of Education that will allow for the opening of schools. And obviously there's many, many, many factors that go into that. And if you've seen the survey or taken the survey, you can see some of the things that we're asking about. It is our hope that we can come back in person. Teachers would be back July 20th and students would be back July 29th. Of course, as we've known through this pandemic, things can change and we'll keep watching for that. But it is our hope to get our students back and have our teachers get in front of our students. We know that our teachers have done an amazing job in this shift to virtual, but I don't think there's anything as powerful as a teacher in front of students. And it still could be blended, still be using technology, but I do worry that the longer we're out, the slide that we'll see in achievement is going to get greater and greater. So we are going to try to get reopened here this school year, according to the original board calendar. But again, we want to look at this survey and see what our parents, our staff are telling us. And just at the beginning of this meeting, Holly let me know we have 1,300 people that have already completed that survey. So we should have some good information, I think. But currently, that's what we continue to do. We jokingly say we're preparing for every scenario, which is somewhat true. But again, we are hoping that we can make it back here in person at the start of the school year.
And I might just add for the board, our next official board meeting is August the 3rd, which is our in lieu of July meeting. It might be very possible that we might have to have a special call meeting sometime between now and that meeting, and possibly sometime between now and July the 20th, when the teachers are reporting back to make some decisions that would affect what we might do or might not do in regard to the opening of school. So just to be safe, at the end of this meeting, if any of the board members know that they're not going to be available during that time, please let me know what those dates would be. So we can manage that. I would anticipate that we would be back under normal meeting conditions for that August 3rd meeting. And possibly if we had to have a special call meeting, that might be in person as well. But like everything else, I guess the best thing to say is just stay tuned, and we'll move on from there. All right, thank you. Any comments or questions on that before we move on? Okay. Another thing that we're doing a little different this year, it's always probably a sad time for us, but perhaps exuberant time for those who are retiring this year. We hate to say goodbye to them. We are losing some outstanding educators once again this year that will be difficult to replace. We wish that we could be in person to say thank you. And obviously saying thank you is not enough, but to congratulate you on your successes, the multitude of students that you have reached over the years and the many differences that you have made in the lives of these young people, you are to be commended. So with that said, Dr. Borchers, I'll turn it back to you, and we are going to honor some retirees tonight.
All right, well said, Mr. Chairman. This is a new one for all of us, I think, to do this virtually, but we'll move ahead and do this the best we can. A number of staff members are retiring from the school system this year. Some have chosen not to be recognized at the meeting tonight, and as much as we would like to acknowledge their service, we have honored that request. But we do have five outstanding staff members here tonight who we would like to recognize. I'll call their names and make a few comments about each one of them, and then the retiree certificates and retiree gifts will be picked up at the Human Resources Department. So we'll get started. Catherine Joanne Bauman. Joanne accepted employment with the Oak Ridge Schools in 1994 and spent the first year at Willowbrook in the science lab. She moved to Robertsville Middle School in 1995 and has stayed there for the remainder of her tenure with the district. Joanne also co-coached 5 years for the Oak Ridge High School tennis team. Joanne thanks Dr. Smallridge and Craig Rogel for taking a chance on her 26 years ago when hired at Willowbrook, and the late Tom Hayes when hired at Robertsville Middle School. Those were gifts that gave her so many opportunities and precious memories to cherish. When asked Joanne's retirement plan, she stated, "I may not be at the school, but I don't plan on retiring. I have lots to do and family to visit." So I don't know how we can clap, but I think we can say thank you to Joanne and her service. Next we have, Next we have Karen Clark. Karen has taught K through 4 reading at Willowbrook Elementary since 2011. It's been a pleasure and a privilege to work as a reading specialist in the Oak Ridge school system, specifically at Willowbrook Elementary. I have been both challenged and rewarded by my work with students, families, teachers, volunteers, and administration. The greatest highlights came in the daily service of students, celebrating successes with them, both big and small. The notes and pictures that they created for me all will always be among my most important treasures. Our precious children are so deserving of the best we have to give, and I know that I did work to give them my best. Karen's retirement plans are to continue her work with children and families through private tutoring on a reduced daily schedule so that she can spend more time with family and at the beach. So thank you, Karen, for all of your service. All right, next up we have Carla Mullins. Carla began her Oak Ridge career in 1993 teaching math at Oak Ridge High School. Carla held many hats during her time at Oak Ridge High School, serving as the math department chair from 2013 to 2020, student council advisor from 2001 to 2013, college board pre-AP consultant, varsity cheerleading coach from 1994 to 2001, and many more. Carla would like to thank the school board, Dr. Borchers and Mr. Lay, and many others for believing in her potentials and supporting her during the years at Oak Ridge High School. Carla would also like to thank her husband, Mike, and her two sons for all their support during the years at Oak Ridge High School. Carla plans to make time for community involvement, family, and friends. She's trying to be open to what will be the next stage of her life. So let's congratulate Carla. Next, we have Lynn Chapinski. I haven't said that in a while, Lynn. Lynn began her career with Oak Ridge Schools in 1987. For the past 33 years, Lynn has served as a classroom teacher, reading recovery teacher, reading specialist, and district reading coordinator at Glenwood, Woodland, and SAB. Lynn had several highlights of her career, but one that stood out for her was teaching during the final years of the old Glenwood and then being part of the building and opening of the new Glenwood under Howie Irwin and Dr. Smallridge. Lynn will always be grateful to Dr. Henderson and Tracy Beckendorf for their support, mentoring, and leadership example. Lynn feels thankful and blessed as an educator to have worked with a district and city that values and supports our educational system. Lynn looks forward for her continuing involvement with the school system community. So let's thank Lynn for all of her service. And lastly this evening, we have Nancy Wittick. Nancy's 34-year career began teaching pre-service teachers at both University of Tennessee and Maryville College, teaching at both inner city and suburban schools, teaching a variety of science and social studies subjects, and sponsoring many clubs. Nancy came to Oak Ridge High School as an instructional technology coach in 2006. She feels grateful to have worked with both high school and elementary school teachers and be able to service them as they explore, learn, and challenge themselves in continuous growth. Most of all, she cherishes the character and caring nature of all teachers and administrators she has worked with the knowledge that Oak Ridge Schools remains in good hands and the community can be assured that the history and legacies of excellence continue to this day. Nancy plans for retirement, is to enjoy not being on a schedule for a while. She plans to look for volunteering opportunities with Church, Delta Kappa Gamma Sorority, and within the Oak Ridge community. She also wants to improve her golf game and spend more time outdoors in multiple recreations, continue home improvement projects, and love on her family. So let's give Nancy the applause as well. And for all of those teachers, remember, stop by the Human Resources Department for those certificates and gifts.
Thank you, Dr. Borchers. And let me say how much we appreciate each one of you that came on with us tonight for taking the time and being here. We greatly appreciate that. Some advice that I will give you, and I know this will apply to you, that each one of you will not use the word retire, but you will use the word redirect, because I know each one of you will find your talents to be used yet in other areas in our community, and you are greatly appreciated. So let's, for one more time, give all of them another round of applause. Okay, next we'll move on to the consent agenda. I'll entertain a motion for approval of the consent agenda.
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Eagle, I think. Please cast your vote. The consent agenda is approved unanimously. Moving next to items for action. First one is FY21, renewal of liability and workers' comp insurance coverage. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY21 renewal of liability and workman's comp insurance coverage.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
As the board can see from the attached memo, the recommendation is to approve the Tennessee Risk Management premium amount and coverage for the FY21 fiscal year. You'll note there's a slightly over 4% increase in that for this year. And then there's some other information that Pat has shared with you. And as I've shared with the board probably weeks ago, we do plan on going out for an RFP at some point during the middle of this year. So may look differently a year from now, but we'll see.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, the motion on the floor is to approve the FY21 renewal of liability and workers' compensation insurance coverage. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is the CTE Perkins Reserve Consolidated Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the CTE Perkins Reserve Consolidated Grant, including new skills for youth, industry certifications, and lab equipment.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
I'm not sure who made the motion.
Ms. Agle.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Agle made the motion, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
As the board can see on the attachment, Holly's been very successful in getting grants in the past, and she's going after a big grant here. So we're excited about this, and we'll just cross our fingers.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion is approved unanimously. Item C is approval of FY21 class fees. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the class fees for the 2020-2021 school year.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borchers.
This is something we do every year, as the board knows, and under that first paragraph in the memo, last sentence is what we always kind of jokingly talk about. We're requesting that the attached fee list be approved as a requested but not required fee list for Oak Ridge Schools. And I believe Mr. Lay is on the call with us that there's been no change in fees. Is that correct, Mr. Lay?
That is correct. They are basically identical to what we had last year.
Questions from the board?
It's my understanding that fewer and fewer people are choosing to pay these fees each year. At what point do we not even bother?
Mr. Lay, do you want to share your experience, thoughts, what you're seeing?
You know, that's a good question. And Ms. Agle, to answer your question, in a really a competent manner, we would probably need to look at how much we are collecting versus how much we are not collecting and see could we truly afford not to collect at all. My other concern would be if you look at it from year to year, we're seeing a fairly significant increase of the amount of unpaid lunch fees that we're just unable to collect. You know, and once again, we're going to feed every child. Every parent knows that. And a lot of parents are just electing not to pay for lunches, and if that amount is growing every year, I fear if we didn't collect any fees at all, it may potentially even feed into, okay, they're not collecting fees, so we're not going to pay for lunches, and that is a significant amount of money each year. But with that said, let me do some work here the next couple of weeks and get with bookkeepers and try to get some information to you guys to see how much we have collected versus how much we haven't. But it is correct. The number of individuals not paying fees was increasing the past few years. I'm not for sure we had a significant increase this year. Maybe we finally hit that threshold and it didn't increase, but it has been concerning. So.
Has the impact of where we may or may not be within the school year been discussed with having any impact on these fees?
Are you talking about perhaps what we didn't have time to collect last year before the closure?
Yeah, yes, and then an additional part to that.
Yes, and like I said, and once again, I have not taken time to truly look at that to where I can give you an honest answer, but we'll look at that and see. So, but you know, but overall, I know the one thing that does appear that has hurt us a lot, once again, it's best for students, but you know, by having free lunches at Glenwood, Willowbrook, and Robertsville, you know, I'll still say it's probably difficult for parents to put that out of their budget for what, 5 years, and all of a sudden it has to be put back in their budgets, you know, depending where you go. So I think that has really supported us in having more difficulty on the lunch side. And I also think our staff has done a fairly, you know, good job. We have reduced our expectation as far as student fees in many areas. So we are collecting less, or we're requesting less than we have asked in the past to try to help with this. So anyway, there's a lot of pieces to this. So.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item D, FY21 IDEA Partnership for Systemic Change Preschool Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY21 IDEA Partnership for Systemic Change Preschool Grant application.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
Yeah, we've got two of these tonight. You'll see this one is for the preschool and the other one is K-12. Dr. Herbard also very good at going after these grants, trying to lock in this grant as well for the pre-K.
Questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion carries unanimously. Item E is the FY21 IDEA Partnership for Systemic Change K-12 grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY21 IDEA Partnership for Systemic Change K-12 grant application.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
And again, this is now for the K-12 area. So going after another $10,000 for special education.
Comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, item F, purchase of custom roof curbs for Willowbrook. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of custom fabricated roof curbs from Lennox Industries Incorporated in the amount of $30,424.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
And as the board knows, we've talked about this, and just so happy that we can make this happen at Willowbrook and with the new roof and everything, but that meant we had to have these custom fabricated roof curbs to make the HVAC equipment work. So that's what we're passing tonight. And again, thank you to the city, because we're using the CIP funds they gave us last year for this.
Questions? Alan, what is our timetable?
I met with the city last week, and we're looking at this going out for bid sometime in the mid-fall. They're working on roof by roof. And so we're anticipating Willowbrook will go out for bid mid-fall and construction will start shortly after that.
And anticipated completion time, I know that's I'm building a house, I understand that, but.
It's a very complicated roof. There's two different types of roof structures on this facility. The original building was built in the 40s, and then a later addition was done in the 80s. So you have two different roof substructures. And then, of course, we have to work with weather. So there's a lot of engineering going into this one. And then at the same time, we're replacing all the HVAC on the roof at the same time. So a lot of moving parts. Giving you a timeline, yeah. I'd be afraid to.
You've said enough. You've said enough. That's good enough. What impact are we seeing roof-wise or condition-wise of our portables that we have there?
We actually put new roofs on those a few years back, so they are holding up fairly well as far as the roofing is concerned. A few leaks here and there, but we're addressing them as they happen. And the ones at Willowbrook, we actually had talked about going ahead and adding new roof to those along with this project. And I'll be working on that with the roof contractor to make sure that we can try and keep that in the plan.
Other questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item, item G, FY21 annual copy paper bid. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY21 annual copy paper bid from American Paper and Twine in the amount of $36,154.72.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, this is something we do every year, and this came in the lowest bid that met specifications.
Questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item H, FY21 food service contract renewal. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY21 food service contract renewal.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
Pat has provided a memo with all the details on this recommendation, and just another opportunity, I think, to thank Aramark and what they did over the last several months. Happy to be partnering with them, and this has really turned out to be a great partnership. And again, bottom of the first page there, just a reminder, the food service program is a self-supporting fund, does not affect the general purpose budget.
Comments from the board?
I think they get a extra hand, especially for their efforts and willingness to work with us and the families that were in need of food for the children or just in need, period, during this pandemic. So I think it's an extraordinary effort, and it speaks well of not only the contractors, but the working relationship we have with the city. So a big, big thanks to them and all of their extra efforts.
Thank you, Ben. Yes, very well said. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, motion on the floor is approval of the FY21 food service contract renewal. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is the purchase of Access Oak Ridge Devices K1. Dr. Borchers.
Chairman, I recommend the approval of the purchase of 705 iPads from Apple for Education in the amount of $284,140. Apple for Education is the sole source for iPads in education. Funding for this purchase is dependent on the approval of the CARES grant.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
For approval. Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
As we've talked with the board, this will round out us our K-12 Access Oak Ridge. And we, as the board knows, we had been talking about K-1, what that would look like even before the pandemic. But the pandemic certainly has pushed that conversation. And realizing there's potential possibly this coming year that we may have a time of virtual instruction, we feel getting these devices in the hands of students will help us throughout this year. And at the end of this agenda, you'll see the CARES Act and we'll be looking for approval. So we'll be using dollars from the CARES Act to make this purchase.
Comments or questions from the board?
About when do we expect to find out if we get the CARES Act funding requested?
I'm going to ask Dr. Williams to help us out here. I know she and I talked that we have some revisions to make to that, but we'll get those in most likely tomorrow, and there's a June 30th cutoff. But Dr. Williams, you want to add anything more there?
Yes, you said that well. I've got my accounting hat on and working on getting all the numbers in line, and we expect to, we hope to have those ready to go by July 1st.
I wonder, is there a case or some kind of protective thing for those? And also, is there a cart or something that we also need?
Yeah, we are. We have planned a purchase of cases that are really nice, actually recommended by our elementary principals. But they're rubber padded cases that go all the way around the iPad and even have a handle so that students can carry them around the building or around their home safely. Those cases limit our abilities to put them in and out of a cart. So we're looking at other storage options for the general while we're in the classroom. But there are lots and lots of options out there, and we want them to be able to keep the case on and plug them in safely. So we're still exploring the storage inside the classroom, but we do have the cases covered.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Other questions? Motion on the floor is the purchase of Access Oak Ridge Devices K1. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the federal consolidated funding application. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY21 federal consolidated funding application.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr.
I'm going to go ahead. Dr. Williams, you want to just summarize kind of what you've, all the work you've done with this?
Yeah, these are our normal federal funds where we get our Title I funding, Title II for professional development, and our extra support for our English learners. So we really are dependent upon these funds. It's a nice supplement for us each year.
questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote.
Nothing popped up on my screen to vote.
Okay, Aaron, do you have the green Wi-Fi button? Does it show you connected?
Yeah, it just kind of, everything just froze.
Okay, you may have to log out and back in then. If you want to verbally give me your vote, I can put it in while you're logging out.
Yes, yay.
Motion then passes. Unanimously. Okay. Item K, FY21 renewal of first student transportation contract. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY21 renewal of the first student transportation contract in the amount of $1,457,622.14.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
When we talk about partnerships, here's another great example of our partnership with First Student. And Cliff has been wonderful in his leadership, working with Mr. Lay on all things transportation. Like it says there, this is our 13th year with First Student. Mr. Lay, anything you'd like to point to in this memo?
You know, I would just say we're very fortunate in the increase in the contract is the amount that was agreed upon previously, so we knew that was coming. They've done a good job too as far as keeping new equipment. We've got I think one or two additional new buses coming this year, but even several weeks ago when we had our school closure, Cliff knew at that time we were going to lose drivers. Some was related to COVID, some wasn't, but he communicated to me last week that he is back to being fully staffed. So he is a great partner, does an excellent job. And once again, like everything else, we're not saying we're perfect, but when you compare our transportation system to some other school systems, we are just very fortunate to have First Student and Mr. Bunch working with us. So.
Comments or questions?
Yeah, in looking at the financial reports from May, our expenditure for the current school year is at 93%, but we were out of school at least 20% of the year, and it seems like there should be some reduction there since no services were provided while school was out. Does the new contract have any flexibility if we have to call off school that we're not paying for bus service we're not using?
We did work, Ms. Eagle, we did work with First Student, and we have not paid driver contracts or driver salaries hours since the time school has closed. We also have not been purchasing fuel. So Pat would have to comment why it's just at 93%. We did agree to continue paying Mr. Bunch's position and Isaac Walton's position. The reason we did that was to be in a position so that we're ready to move forward. We would not have those additional drivers if we had not done that, or the new drivers. So, but those were the only two positions we were paying. So I'm like you, I would assume that percentage would be lower, and perhaps Pat may be able to address that, but we did not continue to pay driver salaries. And the reason that we did that too was not to be insensitive to our drivers. The fact, it was just a fact they could make more by drawing unemployment than what we would be paying them. So it was a benefit for them to go to unemployment, because at first we talked about continuing to pay our drivers and they could make more money going another direction with unemployment. So, okay, Pat, do you have any comments for that?
Yes, I do. I can explain, excuse me, the 93%. our mid-year realignment and starting with COVID, we did move some of the funds from transportation because we knew that we were not going to expend those. So they were moved to other areas, one of those being unemployment insurance that we anticipate is going to be very high through June, substitutes, that kind of thing. So we did move those funds. That's why it's showing 93% of our anticipated budget.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you. But First Student, once again, First Student was very flexible with us. And once again, we actually did agree to pay those two salaries, which once again, to prepare for the opening for 2020-21 was the right thing to do. But they have been very flexible to work with.
Other questions? Then motion on the floor is approval of the FY21 renewal of First Student transportation contract. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item, elementary and secondary school emergency relief application. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the elementary and secondary school emergency relief application.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
Again, I'll ask Dr. Williams to come back on and share a little bit more, but this was all a great amount of work for Dr. Williams, and she was reaching out to other executive committee members, and we came up with the list that you're seeing. And when you see ESSER, that's basically the CARES Act. That's what you're seeing. So, Dr. Williams, any other information you'd like to add there?
Yes, just as Dr. Borcher said, we are trying to plan for every single scenario possible now. So the use of these funds includes virtual instruction options, virtual instruction training for our teachers, the potential use of substitutes during closings. It also supports, we're required to support our non-public partners. So there is some funding allocated for St. Mary's there. So of course what you just approved, the K-in-1 technology piece, and lots of extra software, not just for student use, but also to improve communication for our families in general.
Questions? Dr. Williams, once again, this is one of those questions there's probably not a real good answer to, but is there a timetable expectation on this?
It is due by the end of the month. We hope we can spend the money within that first week of July. I'm trying to get our first revision turned back in pretty quickly. And so we're well above the due date, and they have told us that they will read them on a first come, first serve basis. So we want to be in the front of the line.
Absolutely. Any other questions or comments? Motion on the floor is the elementary and secondary school emergency relief application. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we move to items for information. First is the financial report. Are there any questions concerning the financial report? Pat, any comments that you need to make or would like to make?
I would just say that we are where we anticipated to be with everything going on, and the district's doing an excellent job with the spending freeze, with watching our expenditure, so we feel good with where we are, given the current situation.
Any other comments or questions? Next is the FY21 Board of Education meeting schedule. Any questions with your review of that? Obviously, there's always the potential that some of those dates could float a little differently, but that's our schedule for the coming FY21 year. Items for discussion. Let me mention that the school administration building committee has been meeting and will continue to meet. I hope by our regularly scheduled meeting in August, we'll have a good report to offer to the board at that time. Again, this committee is being chaired by Dr. Smallridge, and it's made up of administrative staff, myself, and from the board, and then also council member and administrative people from the city. So we're off to a good start. Councilman Callison is the representative there. We're off to a good start and making progress. I continue to think about the importance of making some decisions here, particularly as it concerns relocation of our IT department as we continue to add to our stockpile of technology. We got those items in the wrong place and we need to get them in the right place. So hopefully, and we're working on that, that will come as a solution with the school administration building as well. Old business, new business, communications, comment, any comments from the board members?
Mr. Chairman, I got one.
Yes, sir.
For the upcoming school year, I'll say it now and probably say it again later. Understanding the not only turbulent times, but both for COVID and for other concerns in regards to police and racism and those things, that a special request to all the principals and staff, redouble your efforts in letting parents know to contact teachers, staff, principals, vice principals. Be ever vigilant in that, in an effort to head off any particular issues that may surface and a willingness to work with them. And you're doing an outstanding job. So this is just a plug to say, hey, keep doing the great job you're doing. And if wherever possible, give it a little extra nudge to let parents and the community at large know that we're open to listen, to bring concerns, to work with, and always looking to problem solve or resolve any particular conflicts.
Very good, thank you. Dr. Borchers, you may have mentioned this. If you did, it won't hurt to mention it again. Would you reaffirm the deadline for the survey that went out today?
Yeah, and Holly can double check me. We're going to have that open through Friday. Through Friday. And as I mentioned, we've got That's a lot correct. Of responses already, so hopefully we'll get more.
Yeah, we now have 1,400.
Okay, good, good.
That's good. That's very good, since it just went out this morning.
Right.
Dr. Borchers, any additional comments from you?
We will just continue to work through the summer. We've had an odd end of the school year, and we know we have a lot of communication that we have to do here before the start of school. We'll continue to monitor just like everybody else is and looking forward to seeing those survey results that can help inform our decisions and how we reopen here in July.
Very good. Thank you. Let me remind the board, if you would send me any dates that you would not be available, once again, not knowing whether we'd be in this format or whether we'd be live, if you will, any complications you might have between now and July 22nd, if need to have a special call meeting. If you let me know that, I appreciate it. Thank everyone who was with us tonight. We appreciate you taking the time to be here. Thanks everyone for everything they do. And hopefully the next time we're together, it will be in person. I miss seeing everybody. Everybody, please take care, stay safe and healthy. And we are adjourned.
Bye, everybody.
Take care, everyone.